studying God's Word that we might abound in grace. This is Abounding Grace. Join us. Again, welcome to the broadcast. Abounding Grace is the name of the program. Our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, takes us to God's Word each and every day here on Abounding Grace with a few moments of encouragement and exhortation from God's Word. Make it a point to join us today as we study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved, encouraged in Christ, growing in our walk with Him. Here now, from United Reformed Church of Linden, our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, with this edition of Abounding Grace.
Thank you for joining us here again at Abounding Grace on this Thursday session, and we're completing really our study today of John chapter 3 and 1 Peter chapter 1 in asking the question, what has God chosen to produce and work faith in the heart? And I want you to listen a little bit to what we looked at in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, where he says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And then he goes on and he quotes Isaiah 40, all flesh is as grass and the glory of man is the flowers of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And then it's this statement right after that. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. Now, what I'm calling us to see here, when we connect Jesus' statement to that, to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And when Peter says, this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you, obviously then, when we connect those, we have to say, this is so important to the Lord that we sit ourselves and listen diligently to the preaching of the word, because that is the means that God has chosen to produce and work faith in us. And you can see then why there should be some reaction to all these different things that are used and highlighted somehow to bring and work faith in the hearts other than the preaching of the word today. It's terribly undermining to what God has said he uses to bless and strengthen. And so some people often I hear say that I'm limiting the Holy Spirit or somebody's limiting the Holy Spirit when we say such things. But I would reply, who really is limiting the Spirit? Because so many people think today that God cannot create faith in the heart without praise music, without dramas, without dance, without entertainment. And we say that the real limiting of the Spirit occurs when we choose to undermine exactly what Peter is saying to us. That God chooses to work through this living and abiding word by which the Holy Gospel is preached to us. That's where we left off yesterday. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Not by seeing, not by seeing plays and dramas and those sort of things. The emphasis in the Bible again and again is faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the context, preached. And so this makes it a very, very great challenge in our visual technological culture where we're told that we should use all these other avenues to reach people. But God has said, and I don't think he changes, does he? No, of course he doesn't change. God has said, I am not a God who changes. That means then faith still comes by hearing the word of God preached. Now, if we believe that, my friends, it has huge implications. Ponder this for a minute. How many hours do we actually sit and hear the Word of God preached per year? Just think about this. There are 52 Lord's days in a year. Let's say you get a sermon that is just 30 minutes. Just 30. And we, at least at the Linden URC, generally have two sermons on a Sunday. Two different sermons. Not the same ones. So we average around an hour a Sunday. That is 52 hours of sermons per year. Now, 52 hours may seem like a lot, but consider that there are almost 9,000 hours in a year. Now, is 52 really that much? Now consider that most churches today don't have an evening service. They've dropped that practice. Most Christians, if the sermons, and I qualify that, if the sermons are 30 minutes, are getting around 26 hours of preaching a year, a little over a day, one day. Now, and that of course, we add in all the stories that are often told and all the fillers that people are putting in instead of actually working through a Bible text. Do you see how people are being spiritually starved today? they aren't getting the means that God has chosen to produce faith. This is so important. This issue is so relevant today, especially when you have Paul lamenting to the Corinthians saying, don't go in these other directions. It is the foolishness of the message preached that God has chosen to save souls. That has not changed. It's still the same today. And so you can see why a minister often should get bothered when his people tell him that they can't sit there very long to hear long sermons. There's a constant pressure to take away from you the means that God uses, the preaching of the word. And most sermons today are simply moral lessons and short stories. They're not the proclamation of Christ and Him crucified. And so many people cave. Many people, under pressure from their own people because they don't want to hear the word preached, they think that they can fill it with things that will actually entertain. But at the end of the day, we've compromised your very souls. You see, we should be craving what God is using to work faith in the heart and what God has chosen to work faith in the heart. We shouldn't think that if people will actually leave if we do what God calls us to do, and that's the pressure. Most people think that if we actually do these things, it's going to drive people away. Well, I think it was John MacArthur one time said, look, if the true preaching of the word and what we're doing as ministers is faithful, and if it drives people away, then let it drive them away. At least we're honoring God, which is the most important thing, and that means the Spirit has not changed their heart. So we, again, should be craving what God is using and what God has said in His Word that will produce faith in the heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How will they hear, Paul wrote to the Romans, without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? And so I'm always amazed, I guess, at how few are discerning about this today. And we've had, people say, saying to us, well, you say, come to church on Sunday. That's something that God requires. And even if you have two services, people sprout off and say, that's legalism. I say, what's wrong with our hearts? My heart too. What's wrong with our hearts that we would not want to come and hear our Lord proclaim to us? Think about a father as the head of the home. Tonight, he says, we aren't going to go to church. Or this morning, today, on Sunday, we're not going to go to church. He has said, I've made a decision as the head of this home for you to stay home tonight. It's best tonight if my wife and my daughter and my son do not hear the word of God. I think, what's wrong with that man? How do you know God is not going to grant your child saving faith tonight? Is that a heart that has been changed that really doesn't want to come and sit and hear the word proclaimed? The heart that has been changed says, if this is what God has chosen to produce faith in me, bring it on and keep bringing it. For God has chosen to work through it, to work through His word preached. You see, at the root of all the compromise today is a low view of what God is doing. A low view that anything is special happening when He sends His messenger to proclaim the gospel. But something is very special, and something is really specially happening when this occurs. Oh, this doesn't mean that God doesn't work apart from the preaching. Of course He does, but of course it's always in accord with His word. But when we read your word, when we read the word, and that word is immersed within our hearts, our faith is being strengthened. Especially through the preaching of the Holy Gospel. We should never forget that. But in the preaching, my friends, He specially chooses to work and produce and strengthen faith. And you know, what else does God use? Well, you know, it's interesting. Jesus gave us two visuals, didn't He? He knows that we're a visual people. He knows that we like to see things. And so, God gave us two visuals. He knows that we have other senses. Two sacraments, doesn't He? The bread and the wine in the Lord's Supper signifying the body and the blood of the Lord, and the water and baptism signifying the washing away of all of our sins. God gives us visuals. He gives us a sign. The people of Jesus' day were always asking for a sign. God gives us two signs and seals for us to see and confirm our faith. meaning that he assures us through these signs and seals that the promise that our sins have been forgiven and that we have eternal life because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, when these things are received in faith, we can be assured that we have what these signs point to. My friends, my whole point this week is to say we need a recovery of these things. I've told you time and time again, this is exciting. The preaching of the word and the Lord giving us bread and wine, pointing us to his body and blood, and the Lord giving us water, pointing to the washing away of all of our sins. It's exciting to know that when these things are received in faith, it is evident that the Spirit has washed and regenerated our hearts, has made us a member of his covenant, giving us privileges and means that he works through to save us by grace through faith alone. It is truly exciting to think that when we come every Lord's Day to feed with and in the incorruptible Word of God that is able to save our souls and produce faith in us, and in our baptism gives us the promise that just as water washes away dirt from our body, so does his blood and spirit wash away all of our sins, and that promise he extends to us and to our children as Christians. All these things he gives to us so that we might live an assured life knowing that we are his children. But not only this, my friends, he feeds you, he feeds your souls through the bread and the wine so that you can actually taste and see his goodness to you. This is exciting. It's a word and sacrament ministry. And so I call then all of us today to think about what God has done for us. If you believe in Jesus today, think about how he has reached down to you. Think of how the gospel has come to you, how Jesus came here in person and paid for our sins personally. And think about the treasure that is your chief delight, Jesus Christ, your Savior. And I challenge you today, see that he is staying you and keeping you spiritually strong in your wilderness journey until he comes again to take you to your eternal land of rest and share in the supper of the Lamb of God in his heavenly banquet in eternity. This is glorious. Until that time, my friends, let's not push the envelope. We'll be able to see soon. We're going to see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Let's not push the envelope. Faith does not come by sight right now, but it comes by through hearing. Let us then give ourselves diligently to hear the word of God and to receive the two visible signs that he's given to us in true faith, so that he might be glorified all the more and our faith might be strengthened as we look to him alone for all of our grand salvation.
Well, we need to close out our broadcast here, but we do look forward to joining you next time we get together as we continue our look at God's Word, that we might grow in Christ and be mutually encouraged. This has been Abounding Grace, the ministry extension of United Reformed Church of Linden, with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Copies of what you hear on Abounding Grace are available. You need only call or write to us for the details. Our phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. And as you contact us, remember, we're available on this radio station in part through your partnership with us. As you link arms with us financially and prayerfully, we're able to continue the ministry here on this radio station, encouraging you and others in Christ. Would you prayerfully consider how you might partner with us? We thank you in advance. If you'd like to know more about United Reformed Church of Linden, Abounding Grace, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities here at the church, stop by our website, lindenurc.com. Again, lindenurc.com. If you're joining us for worship, we meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Directions are available at lindenurc.com or by calling 360-318-0429. We do thank you for joining us and trust we'll see you again next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.